Onward Now with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis on this Veterans Day. Civility, consideration, compassion, sympathy, kindness. Is there a shortage of kindness in the world today, particularly in our public life? Well, Jennifer and Matthew Harris seem to think so. Through their Bidari Foundation, they recently gave UCLA $20 million to start an institute devoted to the study of kindness. It's called the Bidari Kindness Institute, and the man who's been given the job to lead it is UCLA anthropology professor Daniel Fessler, and he's with us right now. Professor, congratulations on the new gig.
Well, I think congratulations to all of us. Harris's generous donation is, I think, really a first step in substantial contributions to making the world a better place.
I guess you could say it was very kind of them, right?
It was indeed. I should say I know the Harrises, and their motives in doing this are purely altruistic. They really are interested in trying to improve what arguably is a very unkind era that we're living in right now.
Well, explain that. Why is it unkind? What I mean, are we any less kind than we used to be?
Well, that depends on your time scale. So I'm an evolutionary anthropologist. If you look at the whole history of our species, which is, 300,000 years old, in the big picture, things are good and they've just been getting better for a long time, right? Less violence around the world, more tolerance and so on. But if you zoom in over the last, few years, if you go back, say, 5 years plus, not just in this country, but around the world, we've seen a rise in xenophobia, nationalism, intolerance, reactionary movements that are reversing some of the gains that have been made toward people living in harmony with each other.
So I want to talk a little bit about your work. You have found in your research that the kindness is actually contagious. How so? Is that like paying it forward? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so I and my colleagues for a number of years have been studying a phenomenon wherein witnessing acts of generosity and charity elicits in the observer a positive, uplifting emotion. It's an emotion that scientists call elevation. And we don't know how long the effect lasts, but we know that people who experience this emotion thereafter are kinder themselves. That is, that they are inclined to provide benefits to others at a cost to themselves for no purpose other than to enhance others' welfare. And if you think about it, that is a contagious phenomenon. That is, it's spreading from one person to another within a group of people, within a community, and potentially even within and across societies.
Does it have the opposite effect? So if someone is not so nice to you, do you move that forward? Do you, do you pay it backward, I guess?
So we have less evidence on this, although we do have some. We know that from some of our experiments that if you witness individuals engaging in self-interested, exploitative, destructive behavior, that at least a fraction of the participants who witness this, and our results are not exhaustive by any means, but around a quarter of the people who see this in our experiments will then behave in a very self-interested fashion themselves. Essentially lying for money. So we set up a situation in which they can cheat, and people are more likely to cheat after seeing others behave badly. So it's are there truly good people out there in the world and truly bad people? Yes, there are. But those are the tails of the distribution. Probably most of us are in the middle, and our inclination to be generous and kind towards others or to act in ways that exclusively further our own interests are in part contingent on what the people around us are doing.
So are you saying that when you see somebody in a high place doing something less than, savory, like perhaps, lying, cheating to people, then people get that, they exemplify that, and they go on and say, well, they're getting away with it, so maybe I can get away with it as well.
What exactly people say to themselves, we don't know. What we know is that witnessing self-interested behavior on other individuals' part does lead at least some substantial fraction of the observers to become more self-interested in their own actions. And although we haven't studied the influence of prominent, highly visible individuals in this regard, the you know, the stimuli that we use are just everyday people, it follows that the more prominent someone is and the more public attention is paid to their actions by virtue of that, potentially the greater the impact that they can have, either for good or ill.
We only have a few more seconds, but what's been the reaction to all of this?
Absolutely overwhelming. My email box is just overflowing every day with people who are enthusiastic about this, with scholars and academics who are excited and want to collaborate and be part of the new UCLA Bedari Kindness Institute, and with just members of the public who are already doing wonderful things for other people who want to help and want to tell us about the incredible ways that they have grassroots organizations that benefit other people.
We'll link it on our website too, kcrw.com/GreaterLA. Daniel Fessler, professor of anthropology, new director of UCLA's Bedari Kindness Institute. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I hope you're a kinder person for what you just heard. And happy Veterans Day to you and to all those who serve this country. Thank you for your service. Tomorrow, the fate of DACA recipients is in the hands of the United States Supreme Court. Next on KCRW, The Business with Kim Masters. We're online at kcrw.com/GreaterLA. Subscribe to the podcast, won't you? Jenna Cagle, Kaylee Wells, Sonia Geis, PJ Shahamet, Ray Guarna, Phil Richards, Christine Comito, Amy Ta, and Christian Bordahl all make this show happen. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for the ear. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.